It's time to tee off with Dirt and Sprague.
That's a great shot without swing.
This is an Open Championship Week edition of Dirt and Sprague.
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Open Championship Week with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Cool on, my son. Get it out there. That's more like it.
The Fan.
All right, 6:11 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan.
Over the fence, to be honest with you.
Hey, what's happening?
We'll be right back.
Hey, coming up next. God, you guys missed a great opening segment. It's unbelievable. One of the best we've ever done. Award-winning opening segment.
Someone say the best segment in our show history.
Just wonderful radio, start to finish. Great, great topic. Everybody's fired up.
My heart's racing.
Yeah, you doing okay over there, Swag? I tried to tweet out a GIF, but it wasn't letting me tweet either, so I don't know if Twitter's down too. But I think
the Wi-Fi was dead.
I finally got a video out of Swag in there scrambling with three computers going, two phones going, trying to call somebody. What do we do? I just walk in from the bathroom. Hey, Dirt, we might be effed.
Okay. I saw that Brad Pitt F1 movie during my vacation.
Yeah, how was that?
I enjoyed it. I knew what it was going to be, and there, like, my dad was like, I thought there'd be more depth to that movie.
Not enough depth for him.
It's a race car movie.
A lot of turning. A lot of turning left and right, baby.
They go left and right.
They go left and right in F1.
That's real racing.
But there is a moment in that movie where he pits during a race, and this gal messes up on a tire. And so the pit stop is supposed to go from 2 to 3. It goes to 10. That's what this first segment feels like to me. We pitted and it took 10 seconds to go. It's too slow.
You gave me one of these coming out of the bathroom. Bad news, Dirt. You gave me one of those, man.
I did give you one of those.
That's not a good start to a Wednesday. Uh-oh. That's not good.
I just wanted to settle him down.
Yeah, Swag needed to calm down.
Because Swag can get like, things are going bad, they're going awry, is it my fault, what's going on with the system?
Right.
And then he starts to kind of panic, and you can feel the energy shift.
Yes.
Now he's angry, short fuse Swag.
Now he's going to snap at you.
You don't want that Swag.
No, you don't want him. You don't want him yelling at you. This isn't my fault. I didn't make the board not work.
Exactly.
I just love, too, that we figured it out by unplugging it and plugging it back in.
Pretty much.
It always works.
It's tale as old as time.
What's the effective rate of the unplugging and plugging back in? 96%, I feel like.
Usually.
I mean, think about this. With your router.
Yes.
A cable box.
Yes.
A fridge.
First thing they tell you.
Everything. Have you unplugged it and wait 30 seconds?
Yeah, your printer's not working. Unplug it and plug it back in.
And it almost is always the answer to your problem.
Just needs a reset, man. Blow on the cartridge, plug that thing back in, you'll be fine.
There was an awkward moment yesterday. We had a big station get-together, which was great. And there was an awkward moment. I met the new IT guy, Dan.
Dan.
We got a new IT guy.
Very, very happy to have Dan in the building.
It's great to have Dan.
Dan the man.
But I met him the other day, and he came in here with our overlord, Ryan Cooley.
Yes, doing the formal introductions.
And doing the introductions. And he's very nice, but kind of quiet. And we're joking about this exact situation, how, like, technology and stuff. And I make a reference where I'm like, yeah,
you know,
it's
technology
almost like
and stuff.
Old video games. You just want to blow it and put it back in. And right after I said that, it got super quiet. Nobody said anything. And Cooley kind of looked at me like,
dude, really?
Okay.
This is day one of the new IT guy, and you're going to drop a just blow it real quick? What you gave the new IT guy?
Does nobody get
on
that reference?
Day one of his job?
Does nobody get that reference?
What the hell is the matter with you?
Is that sexual in nature?
Yes, it is.
I think it's a video game
reference.
There's
some double entendre working there.
Absolutely is.
Yeah, Dan,
man.
Here at Odyssey, we just blow it.
It's all we do, man. You gave him that on day one.
It's a
really?
Nintendo reference.
That's what you gave him on day one.
If somebody says just blow it, are you going sexual or Nintendo? That's the first question.
If the only phrase, if that's the only phrase I'm getting,
if it's the only phrase,
I'm going sexual. It's not you got to have the on it, not it. You don't just you got to
blow it.
On it.
No, you don't blow on it. You blow in it.
Well, that's also different. You got an in. Now I'm not going there. But without the in or the on, that's where my head goes.
Has nobody grown up as a kid having to clean a Nintendo video game? Am I alone here?
I was pre-Nintendo. I was strictly Atari. I had Pong. I remember when Pong came out.
Okay.
And then Atari.
Yeah.
But I remember the cartridges.
Yeah.
Yeah, the little black brick cartridge.
I remember P1 said, I just turned it on a couple of minutes late, and there was some gal talking. I thought, damn, you guys had a guest in the first segment. Yeah, we didn't have anything planned. We just booked some lady to come on and talk.
Sounded like a badass guest, though.
She did. Breast cancer survivor.
Yeah. Hey, that was cool.
That was very cool.
Yeah, so I said hi to him yesterday, because this was 2 days ago I did the blow it thing.
We're already on a rocky relationship, is what you're telling me.
And he barely said hi back.
Because this is now guilt by association. He's going to see you when I work with you, so now when I have a technical problem, this is going to be an issue for our show, and we're going to have to mend some fences here.
Cooley gave me a real, like, why do I trust you as a person working here? I don't know.
You host my morning show?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
There was a lot of that energy. Yeah. Well, hey. It's good to be here.
Hey, we're here. Hello, everybody.
It's nice to be on the air, not off the air.
Yes. Fortunately, there was a quick fix.
I thought I was going to be late to the show today.
Yeah, you were running late today.
Yeah, there's a lot of scrambling today.
I don't beat you in very often. I did today.
Keys.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it's important that they're panic where keys. You expect them to be when you need them.
Panic keys,
seems
man.
Like a pretty pretty easy thing for a family to figure out, but nonetheless, it can still cause problems from time to time.
I was Brad Pitt on that 84 interstate today.
Coming in hot.
Came in, dirt beat me. I'm like, man.
Yeah, we even have a basket designated just for our keys, and somehow, sometimes, the keys don't end up in that basket.
It's a frustrating moment when that key's not in that basket.
Like, it's a basket.
Yeah.
That's where you put your keys, and then they're not in there.
Well, it's good to be here. We are on the air. I apologize for being about 11 minutes late, but Swag did everything he could, did a damn good job.
He did.
And so, we're here, we're ready to do radio, we're already disheveled, so let's just lean into it and keep it going. We'll start All-Star Game festivities. Dirt and Sprague is in. Happy Hump Day. Next on Fan. Look, you're not on the air. People go, hey, what's going on? Like, I don't know, man. I got these young Hanson takes. I got to drop these, man. I got to put them somewhere. I'm just glad we're on the air to do it.
I got
to
fire them off, man.
Do you know the term Mike Breen drops when you hit a big three, Swag?
Bang! Bang!
I apologize to anybody that speaks Chinese. I just did the Google Translator for the term bang. But in Chinese, because he was banging yesterday.
He was.
And I hope to God that Google has this right, because it's going to be very uncomfortable if it's wrong.
It needs to be played.
Do I need my finger on the button?
No, it's just
it's going to sound
translator.
Like your finger's on the button after you play it.
Yes.
I'll tell you that much right now.
Yes, it will.
The voice it gave me.
You're playing those joysticks.
Yeah. Well.
Well.
AB buttons.
Easy.
AB buttons.
Easy.
Look, no judgment if you play with a joystick. AB buttons. So that's a great moment. First in MLB All-Star Game history, a swing-off to decide a game.
Yes.
That was the cool, like, every baseball game needs to end
Did anybody hate that? I loved that.
I'm sure there's some purist out there who
For the All-Star Game?
I know.
The funniest part about it was the people complaining about the guys who ended up in the swing-off. Like, something like Schwarber was a huge name and obviously was the star of the night. And Rooker was in the home run derby. Some of the other guys were random run-of-the-mill players. Do you know why they were in the swing-off? Because half the damn teams leave in the middle of the game.
Yeah.
When the starters are pulled, they jump in a car and head to the airport and get the hell out of there.
I saw that.
Judge wasn't there. Otani wasn't there. Like, none of the
Scooball
big names.
Scooball was already showered
Scooball
and dressed.
Was in his street clothes hanging out wide. He's like, dude, I'm ready to get out of here, but this is kind of cool, so I'm going to come out and watch this for a little bit. That's why they had the crew that they had at the end of the game.
See, I had that information because I saw reporters on social media saying, hey, half the team is already on their private jets.
Because everybody said the same thing of, like, why is Otani not doing this? Why is Aaron Judge not in this? Yeah. Who is this dude from the Marlins?
I didn't know if there's a rule that had to be somebody that was in the game when
that's
it
a
ended.
Good question. I don't know. I mean,
you don't want a Randa to have to save your team.
Well, one of them said, one of the players, I can't remember who, said that the managers actually have to decide before the game who their three batters are. So I'm assuming they decided it based on how they thought the rotation would go.
Well,
and
they
the
knew
guys
Aaron Judge was going to leave, so yeah, Aaron Boone's like, okay, I can't go
just
Judge.
In case it comes down to this, and he's halfway back to Manhattan. We can't have him in this thing.
Okay. It was actually a really nice All-Star game.
It was a great All-Star game.
I want to give it its flowers. My guy, Kwan, he made all this possible.
There you go.
He did.
Beat out an infield single. Go Beavs.
Yeah.
But I actually have a problem with the fact that we found out guys were gone.
Oh, see, I thought that was common knowledge.
Is that happened every year? Because I don't recall Barry Bonds not being
frequently. It happens every year. I think this is
every year of the All Star Game. But you don't pay attention to it. Is left.
You don't pay attention to it because they're out of once they're out of the game, they're
certainly
not panning into the dugout and be like
the starting pitchers. Like usually the starters that first couple of innings.
Back in my day, everybody was hanging until the game was over.
You're going, guys are soft now?
Yeah. Well, not soft, but why are we leaving?
Yeah, I mean, the starting pitcher, you think he throws one inning. That takes 15 minutes, and that happens at 5:30? What time did the game start? 5:30-ish?
So was Skeens gone? Because Scuba wasn't.
I would imagine that he was.
So him and Livy Dunn left together?
Would you want to leave with Livy Dunn, or would you want to sit in a dugout for 4 hours?
I got 48 hours that I don't have to be.
Because they don't get a break. This is their break, and now you got 2 days before the next game, so you jump on a bird and you try and get a small vacation.
I thought they got like a 4 or 5 day break.
No,
here.
It starts on Friday.
The whole break is for everybody else, but there'll be, I think there's one nationally televised game on Thursday, and then everybody else starts Friday.
So bear with me here. So is it going to make or break your little vacation getaway if you're somewhere an extra 2 hours early?
Yes, I think it will, according to them. I think if you get a PJ and you can get there right away and you get a chauffeur drive to wherever you're staying. I am not seeing any games on Thursday, so maybe there is one, but I'm seeing everybody playing
then
on
it's
Friday.
So they got Wednesday. They got two days.
The NBA gets like a week.
Well, that was the LeBron rule.
Because those guys are soft.
Why is it a LeBron rule?
Yeah, because
he's the one that pushed for it.
And he's a load managing.
He's not the union president. Sounds like he's just fighting for rights.
That's LeBrick right there. That's no clutch LeBron.
LeSoft.
That's why he's the second greatest player of all time. MJ didn't need a full week off. He said, give me a day, and I'm back in the lineup.
According to my older brother, he's not even top 10.
Not even top 10, man.
Not even top 10.
Nah, dude, he's passing up
game
winning shots.
What's he done in his career?
Nothing.
He's only been doing basketball since 2003.
Had to join Bosch and Wade just to win his first title. He probably wouldn't even have any titles if he didn't leave, man.
I thought that was a really fun way to end the game.
It was fun.
And I'm going to give you a real, not hot take, because I think other people are saying it. If we don't have any runs in extra inning regular season games by the 12th inning, I want it to end this way.
No, I'm going even further than that. I'm going further.
You want it to just
regular
go
season
that way.
Games, you're tied, go to a swing off.
I love it.
It's more entertaining than a ghost runner on second.
I'm not mad at it.
In which the winner of the game is not always, but largely predetermined based on who was the guy who made the last out in the ninth inning. Is he fast or is he a fat ass? And where are you at in your lineup? Do you have 7, 8, 9 coming up or do you have 3, 4, 5 coming up with a fast runner on second base? Like, that's a huge indicator. Who was that catcher for the Blue Jays who was in the game last night?
Alejandro Kirk?
Yeah, dude. Like, he makes your last out in the ninth inning and you got to have his fat ass out on second base to start as a ghost runner. You taking him out, you leaving him in, but instead you get like a, you know, Mookie Betts on second base. That's a huge advantage one way or the other. It's not fair. It's not an even playing field. This would be far more entertaining. You imagine guys on the road shushing a crowd, hitting bombs in a walk-off home run derby.
Well, I'll ask you this. What would it be like in a playoff game for this to end this way? The clutch gene conversation would arise.
Clutch gene would be a thing.
It would arise in
it
baseball.
Would never happen in a playoff game, but to your point, God, it would be incredible.
It would be like hockey where you play 5 minutes. Like, I could see your thing because
that's what hockey did.
Yeah, so you play 5 minutes and we had a shootout and somebody wins it because we can't be here all night.
Do two innings.
In the playoffs.
Get to 12th inning.
One or two. I'd be curious the percentage of games, you know, how many go extra innings, how many are tied after 9.
Right.
And then how many go 10, 11. Where does it become not, because you don't want something like that to all of a sudden decide 10 or 12 games of your season, and because there's a little flukiness to it. Not that there isn't with ghost runners, but if you can find where if it's after 10 or 11 and it's still tied, where, you know, teams don't want to go into their bullpens anymore. We don't want to do all that, but we want an end and we don't want to tie. You could certainly do it in the minor leagues. The minor leagues would love it.
Yes, don't have games go on for 7 hours when you're in Double A baseball. Would love it. You got to jump on a bus and drive to
but
Spokane
I think there's
after
somewhere
the game.
There after 10 or 11 innings. Yeah.
So the number, I looked it up. So the rule change, I think, went into effect in 2019.
The runner on second then?
Yeah, somewhere around then.
I remember you being really hot and bothered by that. And I was. This is kind of cool, man.
I still am. I still think it's stupid. It's not baseball. In 2019, before the extra inning rule was implemented, 24 extra inning games went past the 13th inning.
Yeah, that's, I mean.
So 24, that's a decent amount. Since the rule change, maybe it went in 2022, but the year of the rule change, I haven't seen it in the other years since, but in that first year, only 7 games reached the 13th inning.
Yeah.
So if you followed your logic here, you would only get this 7 times a year.
So you go to the 12th inning. Everybody wants to go home now.
You're
we
still
can't
tied.
Score. There you go. Swing off.
No more pitchers. We don't want to burn our bullpen.
You get 2 innings of kind of pseudo-real baseball, and then the 3rd inning's like, all right, who has the power?
Yeah, the difference with hockey and baseball is that in hockey, you still get a point if you lose in a shootout. It's a point system, and so that's the... That would be the catch for baseball teams.
I wouldn't
teams.
Want that. Win or loss.
Win or loss. I'm totally fine with it. That
was two home run derbies.
That was one of the most, that was more entertaining than the home run derby, to be honest with you, I thought. Schwarber hitting three bombs on three pitches? Are you kidding me?
Now you know, as a Braves fan, why that guy scares me the most of any player in baseball when he steps to the plate.
Yes, he has that feeling. He's massive. He hits bombs. That was incredible last night.
That was a rough night for me. I want to carry over some MLB All-Star Game stuff because we got more to talk about. That was a rough night in some ways. I had a Polar Bear Met jersey go yard, three-run bomb.
Yeah.
I had a Philly save us to win the game. It felt a little dirty.
It's been a tough season for the Braves, and the NL East came in last night and was like, don't worry, Atlanta, we'll take over here.
Everybody but you will win this game. All right, that makes sense this year.
We're here to help.
So we'll carry over. I got a poll question up. Dirt and Sprague, we're back with more MLB All-Star Game talk next on Fan. All right, welcome back in. We're never going to give you up. Never going to let you down, unless it's 6 a.m. and we're not on.
It's a good song for today. We did get Rickrolled this morning at 6 for about 10 minutes, but we're back. We're here.
MLB All-Star Game last night, talking about the swing-off rule. Poll question is up. Would you prefer the runner on second extra innings ending or the swing-off in extra innings? In the regular season only, you can vote at Dirt and Sprague.
I have voted, and I have voted hard.
Yeah, I know you vote hard. So the All-Star game last night started out. I'm like, it's going to be a dud. The NL's going to win this going away. AL comes back. We got a Rooker bomb. We got a Kwan beat out. Here we go.
Thanks to my guy, Randy Rodriguez, giving up a three-run shot. We just wanted a swing-off, trying to help the league out, make it more interesting. You're welcome,
keep
baseball.
Keep some viewers around.
You're welcome, baseball.
It ended up being a really good, fun game, a good ending. I'll say this, man. I genuinely mean this. My team has been nothing but a hot, disgusting wasteland this year. I've kind of quit in some ways.
Yeah, if I were you, I would
quit. There's no signs of real life. Like, oh, you beat the Cardinals. Yeah. Okay, cool. The Cardinals haven't been good in a couple years.
Ultimate boredom, maybe you watch a game every now and then, but you're not doing the day in and day out grind that competing baseball fans are doing.
I'm doing the blow it up mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Who are we going to trade? What's going
manager,
on at the deadline?
Trade this guy, trade that guy. It's kind of where I'm at.
Time for a reset.
The best thing they've done all year, bar none, that Hank Aaron tribute was one of the cooler things
fantastic.
I've ever seen at a sporting event in my life.
Yeah, that was one of the coolest tributes I've ever seen. The light show stuff is incredible, how they do that, to pay homage to the home run and breaking the record in Atlanta. Like, it just, that touched all the bases, if you will. That was a really well-done thing by Major League Baseball. And it continues to highlight one of the reasons why I do genuinely get excited about the game. One, I think it's the best of all the All-Star games, because you get best against best competing. They don't care as much as they do in a playoff game, but you can't really take it easy on the pitcher's mound, or as a hitter, you're not going to take it easy on a pitcher. And so you get a good game, and then that kind of stuff just adds to it.
They did the live interviews again. They've been doing this for a couple years now, and they started with Skubal, and you know, he talked, but like, he also gave up two runs in the middle of that interview, and it was like,
that was a couple of tough luck runs too. It was like a bloop single and a seeing eye ground ball, and then you give up a double down the line. Like, that's a tough two run lead.
That Ohtani hit is ridiculous. It's a little stretched out so far, and it just goes over the shortstop's head.
60-degree wedge.
But I kind of found interviewing the pitcher maybe not great.
I think it's all dependent on who you interview.
I think also the starting pitcher, like right to start the
game. I agree.
Game,
we didn't need it right away.
Let's let everybody settle in.
I'm with you there. They did go to Kershaw later in the game because he's kind of
He was in the second inning.
He's given an exemption
to be in
this.
But this is his last one. He was the legends pick from the commissioner. This was awesome.
And here was the back and forth with Clayton Kershaw on the broadcast.
What do you want, Smoltz? What do you want?
Cutter in, slider in.
I don't throw a cutter.
He doesn't slider in.
Slider.
Say cutter.
Son of a brother.
You're gonna make him mad.
How short?
How about this splitty? Break out the splitty.
All right, what's the count? 2-2. Yeah, this 2-2. Is so weird talking to you guys.
It's kind of weird for us too.
Dirty.
Hey, sit him down.
I think that might be it.
I think that's it. And
Clayton.
He dropped a suck it big dumper when he got back to the dugout too, because he was still mic'd up. That was a really funny moment.
It was.
And a guy who maybe has had a pitching career that we won't see again. Just the longevity, the numbers that he's put up. I don't know how many guys will be able to last that long and do that. He might be a last of a dying breed, if you will. Cool that he got that honor despite the jersey that he wears, and him getting mic'd up. Those are the kind of guys you got to find. Like, young guys starting the game, you're just, they're tight, they're nervous. Kyle Raleigh said like three words when he was mic'd up in the first inning.
I thought his didn't work because I didn't hear him.
He's like, I'm a mute, I don't want to say anything.
He was focused.
He's like, I'm catching an all-star game here, man.
He's all talked out after a home run derby. Like, he's never done that many interviews in his life.
800 interviews in the last 3 days. I'm ready for a breather of not talking. You find the vets, though, who have been there a bunch, they've done it, and they've been through it. Like, it's not a new thing for them.
No, you're gonna get the guys that love to talk. Lindor. Like, Lindor's great when they do that. Freddie's usually good.
The timing was a little off with Scooble too, because Davis, like, in the middle of the windup, what are you doing here? Yeah. I don't think he's going to talk right now.
I don't think he's going to say anything. You're just going to hear a
Well, it did help that Davis has a relationship. Obviously, he's the Dodgers' main guy.
We know. Yeah, we know.
What did you guys think, though?
I thought it was incredible. I thought it was a great game. It was entertaining from start to finish. Runs right out of the gate. Skeens, Skubal was. I mean, I know he gave up the two runs, but those weren't really his fault. That was pretty tough luck. You had some bombs, some home runs, tie game going into the extra innings. Like,
I don't know who the new. I'm assuming there's newer-ish marketing people. You know, that came up with that tribute and those sorts of things. The way to embrace modern technology and how people consume stuff and then use that as a platform to celebrate the history of your game with the Hank Aaron stuff and other sorts of things.
I thought Atlanta knocked it out of the park in terms of hosting, and I was really happy because I had missed, and obviously you had too. It sounds like maybe I'm wrong here. If anybody knows this, text please let us know. It sounds like the players really wanted their own jerseys.
Yeah, that was a pleasant surprise to turn on the game.
Yeah, Boone mentioned it when they interviewed the managers later in the
game.
They
released All-Star jersey. Like, they showed you what it was going to look like, and I'm like, oh.
And they wore them in the home run derby. They had the AL and the NL jerseys on Monday night.
And then they just had them on to start the game, and I was like, yes.
The players took the field, and I just thought, wait, well, I figured maybe during warm-ups they were just wearing their team jerseys, and then they were going to change out, or not during warm-ups, but introductions, and I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And then they took the field, and they were all in team unis.
I think that's a thing with the players.
You've got to keep it this way.
Buying an all-star jersey?
No.
Nobody. If you're going to buy a jersey of your favorite player, you're buying the team jersey.
Right. Well, have them wear whatever all-star merch you want to try to sell during batting practice.
Batting practice, home run derby, whatever. You want to do that, that's fine.
But in the game, no.
You guys agree with me on this? I was watching that swing off and like who's gonna hit one, who's not. Underrated pressure on that pitcher.
For sure there is.
You gotta lace it down the middle. You gotta put it in their sweet spot.
Yeah, you had two veteran dudes out there that had done that 8 billion times.
But underrated pressure.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Nobody knows who you are, but everybody's going, come on, man, give it to him down the middle.
Well, and then on top of that, too, like home run derby pitching is a lot of pressure, but in home run derby, you get a lot of time. So if you throw a couple of duds in there, like whatever.
Yeah, there was
But you get three swings in this. Yeah. That's it. You got three swings to try and hit a home run, and they're taking a couple of pitches, so you better make sure
I want to see how it comes in, and you know, is it just dead straight? Does it have a little tail to it?
I still wish we would have gotten Ohtani and Judge in that thing.
Yeah. Would have been pretty cool if those guys were still around and not on a plane back to Tokyo or wherever the hell they're going to get a little vacation.
You think he's flying to Tokyo for 2 days?
No, he's probably going to Vegas to lay
down
a couple of bets.
He's going to Catalina Island, man. There's a wine mixer going on.
I also enjoyed in the eighth inning the guy who was clouded in controversy going into the game. The Miz came in the eighth inning.
Yeah.
He threw a 98-mile-an-hour slider.
It's unbelievable.
98-mile-an-hour slider.
I was happy to see him there.
Yeah. For people who don't know baseball, should not be a thing.
Sliders should be 88 miles an
hour. He's like, he threw a 98. They showed after he threw the pitch the reactions from both benches because they looked up at the radar gun. And the guys were just, every player that was left in the dugout, shaking their head laughing like, are you kidding? Did he just do that? And that's why he was in the All-Star game.
It's great.
Sorry, Ranger Suarez. You're not throwing a 98-mile-an-hour slider.
Well, I saw a clip from David Sampson, our good friend. He does work on Levitard's show. He says that the two pitchers, the Phillies players, were pissed that they didn't go. They turned it down.
I highly doubt that.
He says that they opted for rest.
Oh, who was that? Wheeler and...
Not Wheeler.
No, it was Ranger Suarez, and
Suarez,
I can't remember the other one.
I forget the other one, too. Okay. But he said that they both said no. So I was very confused how that didn't get leaked.
If they're both saying no and then bitching about not going because this kid went, then...
Well, the pitchers didn't bitch. It was Trey Turner and Castellanos.
Yeah, then even then, if the teammates are bitching about it, that's
on them. So if that's accurate reporting, I'm confused why those players did that publicly.
Yeah, you need to go ahead and sit down and... Luzardo, I think, was the other one, right? Was he the other guy?
No, he's
not having a great year.
I forget the other name.
It doesn't matter.
But anyways, he said that they turned it down.
Christopher Sanchez was the other one,
Sanchez,
I think. Sanchez and Suarez were the two guys.
And he says that they said no thanks.
Yeah, that's why you're not there, because 98 mile an hour sliders are something that nobody else can do, and that's why The Miz was there, and he was really fun to watch last night.
We'll get into a young Hansen highlight. Hot takes coming up at 7 a.m.
You got takes today?
Build the statue.
Game 3?
I'm just saying.
Are we retiring 16?
About your boy Rupair shooting it last night.
Young Hansen.
Knocked down a 3.
It's not Young Hansen's third summer league. It's his third game, and he looks amazing. I don't care as much about the guy in his third summer league. Care about the guy in his third game.
He's not Chinese Jokic. Yeah, he's not French anything. He's not even a Nicholas Batum, man.
Dude, he got punked in the middle of that game, and he still came back and gave him some business.
I loved
that.
He was getting cooked a little bit early
in
that game.
He was. Derek Queen took it to him, and he came back and was like, no, I still got it. I'm good. I want to talk about that at 7 a.m. Arch Manning spoke. He looked very uncomfortable. Looked like a frat guy defending his fraternity against an allegation, too.
He definitely was trying to fight against his frat getting shut down yesterday. Sigma Chi was in some trouble, and he said, not so fast, my
friend. Us at Sigma Chi do not stand for these allegations. Never happens at our house. Swag's like, I don't know, man. I've been there. I think it does.
I fought for that before.
So we'll get into some college football in the day. A little NFL as well. Nick Sirianni hot and bothered by the Jalen Hurts narratives. You ran the ball and you stopped throwing it, so you kind of did that to yourself. So we got a lot to talk about. We're back with more Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan. We will get to the Young Hansen Experience Game 3 Summer League. It's here. It happened.
The fever is alive and well.
I know you. We don't talk about this every year. It used to be like a running bit on sports radio, and then I think eventually it just kind of completely fizzled from being a bit.
Died away.
Shane Gillis hosting the ESPYs get you guys to watch the ESPYs or just the beginning of the ESPYs, or will you just catch whatever his monologue is that they put online?
That is a event for me that is completely watched online. The funny versions of it will be available, and you know, shortly after they are done live. I'm not going to sit around and watch that thing live. I mean, it's going to be hot, so maybe maybe I'll flip to it a little bit if there's nothing else on TV. But it's not something that I'm like anticipating and planning on turning on tonight.
Okay.
The best ESPYs was the first one with Jim Valvano's speech. What are you ever going to do to, I mean.
There's been some good moments.
There's been some good moments, but no. I mean,
a lot of the good moments are pretty sad. That's the tough part with it.
Yeah, they're heartbreaking.
Heartbreaking moments, and
somebody beating or trying to beat something.
Somebody's passing away, and then you look back on the moment, and it happened shortly thereafter, and it's one that you remember for a long time. There's been some great, funny stand-up bits and people that have made fun of others. Shane Gillis is one of my favorite comedians, so I think it's going to be an entertaining show, but that's not enough for me to get to watch it. I don't know. The ESPYs to me are pretty dumb. Like, best team of the year. How do you decide that?
It's stupid.
Who was the best team of the year?
Yeah, I don't know.
Who was the best male athlete last year?
Mm.
What are the determining factors that go into that?
Lamar Jackson. Josh Allen.
That can't win the big one. You can't have somebody who's the best male athlete that can't win the big one. Can't do that.
We golfed with our friend Terry Boyd a couple weeks back at his golf course down in the Salem area.
Yeah.
And he gave me some sage, wise life advice.
He did, huh?
He told me on the practice putting green, he said, talking about a story he shared, and he's like, you got to negotiate everything. Everything is negotiable in life. And I was like, I wish I had that ability.
You could barter for anything.
I just hired a company to cut down a tree in my yard that's been a real problem and a pain in my ass. And I walked away, and the guy goes, it's going to be this much again. Okay. And he walked away, and I instantly hear Terry Boyd, Why didn't you haggle?
Why didn't you just a little bit?
I have no ability.
Give him a bounce back.
I am the worst salesperson to ever exist in human history.
Maybe I could do it for this amount. How does that sound for you?
I should have said that.
You probably would have
been like, oh, $50 less than my quote? Cool, I'm in.
Sure, why not?
But I didn't do that. I said, great, your number works. I'm fine. Here's my card. Thank you.
Where do I shake your hand? Where do I sign?
And I get a tree cut down today in my house, and I'm like, didn't even negotiate that price. I'm an idiot.
Could have totally screwed. How many different bids did you get? One bid.
Loaded second hour of the program.
You got to get three bids.
I'm very bad at this, obviously.
You got to get three bids, compare, do the middle one.
You know what's not disappointing? Young Hansen, game 3, hour 2, Dirt and Sprague on The Fan.